In this demon-infested world, we hear oftentimes, even among those who are not particularly pious, regarding people who are shallow and regarding people who are deep. Certainly, as Orthodox Christians, having heard much from the Holy Fathers, we understand this in a profound way, in a deep way. Because many of us are shallow, and very few of us can be deep. These things need to be understood in a spiritual way. For our Lord says that the devil is the prince of this world. Unfortunately, he has some type of authority. And he has a great deal of pride. And he wants to infect the race of mankind with pride. He has so much pride that when he tempted our Lord in the desert, he said, I can give you all these things. I will give you all these things if you fall down and worship me. We see the deception and the delusion of the devil. He does not understand that all things are and belong to God, are of God and belong to God. So as we've heard now these past few weeks, and as we've heard so often from the Holy Fathers, we are fighting our nature, that is, our fallen nature, trying to come back to what we are supposed to be, our real nature, before the fall of Adam. And it is a battle. And there will be some slips, and there will be some falls. And the Holy Fathers tell us how we can redeem ourselves, and that to fall is human, but to remain fallen is demonic. And the demons try to keep us down for longer periods of time so that our mind can become more and more darker, so that we can fall into the delusion, so that we can believe the deception, so that we can believe the lie. We heard about Dorotheos tell us concerning lies. And he said that there are three levels. The first is when someone just simply lies, what one may call a white lie. But there really aren't too many white lies. Sometimes we cover them up and call them white. Then there are those who lie so much that they believe their lies. In other words, pathological liars. And the third and worst level is when one person's life is one big lie. And it can go from step number one to step number three. A person's life can be one big lie. But our Lord says, I am the truth. And the truth shall set you free. So we look towards the truth, our Lord, in order for us to receive spiritual freedom from the deception of the evil one. So we know then that we are dealing with, that we have a great challenge ahead of us, but we also know that we have the great help. We know that there are really simple ways by which we can redeem ourselves. Everything becomes hard because we make it hard. We make it difficult. We give ourselves our own headaches, as I've said so many times. We're the cause of our own problems. We know what we need to do, but we don't do it. At least, let us come to the point where we confess to our Lord that although we know what we need to do and we don't do it, please give us the help. For thine is the will and thine is the do. The willpower can come also from our Savior. The bottom line, the real problem, is our pride. So today we hear concerning a demoniac. We hear concerning a deaf and dumb spirit. Why are we hearing this now, during Great Lent? And why do we particularly hear our Lord saying something concerning prayer and fasting? obviously, because we are at that period where we should pay more attention to these particular words. For the disciples of our Lord, unfortunately, sometimes were not able to expel the demons. Other times we hear in gospel passages that the demons were subject unto them. And our Lord explains what the problem is. First, the people come to him and say, if you are able, please help us. So they're showing a little bit of hesitation because they're saying, if you are able, as opposed to others who said, we know you are able. We have faith. So our Lord answered in kind and like manner, and he says, if you believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Because it depends on us. And our Lord is very much willing to work with us, but we have to do something. We have to do a little bit of work. Once again, we need to remind ourselves that if we receive a gift without any type of work, the consequences could be disastrous for us. Whereas in the process of these, of the spiritual struggle, of the temptations that we go through, there are so many lessons to be learned. And there are so many lessons that we can learn, so long as we turn to our Lord and ask for help and humble our hearts. So, he said, if you are able, all things are possible to them that believe. And they answered, I believe, O Lord, help mine unbelief. And a lot of us, a lot of people, fall into this category. We do believe, but because of our pride, because of our hesitations, perhaps there's a little bit in us that is weak in faith. A couple days ago, we mentioned concerning St. John of Kronstadt. And what was that one thing that made him so great? It was his faith. Faith is also a gift from God. Faith doesn't just come on its own accord. God is working with us when we are working with him, as we said, and so he will give us, he will increase our faith. But he speaks to us over and over and over and over, and he solidifies our faith. But when we get darkened, we forget so many things, and it's just horrible. All things are possible to them that believe. If you believe, all things are possible to them that believe. I believe, O Lord, help mine unbelief. He prayed, made a good supplication. And so our Lord healed this man. And he explains, because they ask, why could not we, the disciples, cast them out? Our Savior says, this kind goes out only by prayer and fasting. And so now here is our lesson. We have to understand what the heart of the matter is. The heart of the matter is the heart. For our Lord says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If anyone here claims that he has a pure heart, he is deluded, he is deceived. But how then does this apply to us? How can we connect with this phrase in the Beatitudes, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God? How are we going to see God if we are not pure in heart? Through the process of these struggles that we go through, we become purified, and oftentimes we don't really understand that God is actually working with us. That's why it's very tragic when people fall into despair. They fall into despair because they lose faith, they lose hope, and so they don't really put things into perspective, and they don't understand, perhaps God is working with me, since, as the Lord says, my ways are not like your ways, my mind is not like your mind. Probably there's something I don't really understand here. Perhaps I don't really understand how God is working with me. but I believe he's working with me. And he does work with us. And St. Cyprian, the new theologian, together with all the fathers, teach us that repentance and tears of repentance are the second baptism. Tears of repentance are our redemption. And the heart can become purified. But we have to understand something. Something which the devil wants to hide from us. And something which the shallow don't understand because it's too deep. But we have to dig a little deeper. The demons plant nests in our hearts. And this is the thing he doesn't want us to know. The demons, as wasps, have their nests, try to plant their nests, and they try to hide it in our hearts. That means that everybody, unfortunately, has to deal with their own demons. There are different types of possessions. Perhaps we're not all foaming at the mouth and falling on the ground and so on and so forth, but the demons are trying to hide themselves in our hearts, trying to deceive us. And so what happens then when we try to become pure in heart? It's as if we take a very strong piece of wood and hit these nests. Every time we say, Lord Jesus Christ, and of God, have mercy on me, Lord Jesus Christ, and of God, have mercy on me, and we say our prayers and we feel some type of contrition. But the nests and the wasps have been provoked. Sometimes they get terrified and they go far away, but they want to come back to their nest. And other times they wage a battle. And this is what happens when we pray to be pure in heart. Our passions come to the forefront and then we have to deal with them. Sometimes we get discouraged because we think, wait a second, I've been praying to be delivered from some type of a passion, any type of a particular passion, and I feel like I'm getting warred against more. But actually, it's our Savior responding to our prayers, and we're going through the process of uprooting any type of a particular passion. And you must realize that possibly it takes a lifetime. Perhaps it could take a few years, but hardly do we ever hear about dispassionate people. Everybody has to deal with their own passions and temptations. But the worst part of it all is when we justify our passions. You cannot. That means that the deception is deeper than we could have imagined. As we say in the secular world, we must call a spade a spade. We have to deal with what it is that we have so that we can come to self-knowledge. Otherwise, there's not going to be any type of healing process, and there's not going to be any type of purification process. And by God's grace, then, we battle and we fight the evil demon, and there can come a time when he will be exhausted and he will be provoked beyond his patience, and these demons then will depart from us. But if the passion has been there, then we should always be on guard, knowing that the demons will try to return to their house. So now during this period of Great Lent, we hear concerning prayer and fasting, and we hear concerning uprooting of the demons. And this is a very important message for us. The shallow cannot get it. But we have to go a little deeper, and we have to uproot these passions, and we have to get rid of these wasp nests. And as Abba Dorotheos teaches us, we can only do it with the help of the saints. But when we become more enlightened, when we are thinking clearly, let us sit for a moment and remember how the saints have helped us. How many times have they helped us, and they truly have helped us, and they wish to help us, and they will continue to help us. But we have to be patient, knowing that if we sincerely pray to our Lord, He is there to help us. Faith. We must have faith. Faith can move mountains. And St. John of Kronstadt, once again I make reference to him, would say when he was in the Divine Liturgy, "Here is Jesus Christ now before me." He had so much faith. It sunk so deeply into his heart and into his understanding that here is Jesus Christ before me. And he worked such great miracles because he understood and he had faith, and our Lord worked with him because he had the room, he had the space, he had the ability to be sanctified. And now our Lord searches all of us. He searches our hearts to see how he can work with us, where he can work with us, and if he can work with us. Now it's up to us. No one said that the process of purification is an easy one. No one said that to be a Christian is an easy path. We hear the exact opposite. Whosoever wishes to follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Last Sunday, we were reminded concerning this by the worship of the cross, and we received strength. And our ability to be focused became stronger. We need to refocus ourselves and understand what is our purpose here now during the fast. We need to make all these connections with the uprooting of the demons and the Sunday of Orthodoxy, of the importance of our Orthodox faith, of connecting people like St. Gregory Palamas and their understanding, their hesychastic understanding of prayer and grace and the Jesus prayer, and then the power of the cross, and how by thy passion of Christ we were freed of the passions, we were freed from the passions. What a great significance the cross has in our lives. And so we must pick up our cross and follow Christ. Today now we celebrate the Feast of St. John of the Ladder, who teaches us concerning these passions, these demons that try to creep and crawl and around our hearts, and these wasps that hide their nests in places unknown to us. We've heard throughout Great Lent the book of St. John of the Ladder, St. John of the Ladder. May God grant that the things that we hear are not Chinese to us, but that the things that we hear are things that we can actually understand, that we can apply to, that we can make connections with. So now, together with St. John of the Ladder and St. John of Kronstadt, let us tell ourselves, let us refocus ourselves, let us tell ourselves, here I am now, before Christ. Christ is before me. And take advantage of these beautiful moments, this time where we find ourselves with Christ. And if we tell ourselves, what is all this? I don't want to hear these things. Then we're in delusion. So we have to grab ourselves out of the demon's net and receive strength from the saints and pray that we be delivered. May our Lord grant unto us that the remaining time of this great Lent will be fruitful, spiritually fruitful, and that we not be foolish, but that we become wise stewards. Coming to the Holy Passion and worshiping the cross of Christ on the day of the Holy Crucifixion, worshiping Christ on the day of the Resurrection, with joy and thanksgiving, and may we complete this time in repentance. Amen.